This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This morning, cosmetics company Estee Lauder reported profits that beat expectations. Famous brands like Estee are facing big challenges from startups, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
It used to be that a beauty brand needed a counter at the department store.
You have to have a fancy display, and you have to have big advertising, and you had a beauty advisor, and all of those things that cost an awful lot of money.
That's retail consultant Wendy Liebman. Today, it's easier. A beauty brand needs a good website, a holy grail standout product. Take, for example, Kylie Jenner's cosmetic line. According to Women's Wear Daily, it sold more than $420 million of lip kits and Kylighter and Kai Shadow in just a year and a half. By comparison, it reportedly took Estee's Tom Ford brand nearly a decade to get to the $500 million mark. Virginia Bonofilio teaches at the Fashion Institute of Technology.
We have enormous growth of entrepreneurial brands.
For big brands to keep up, says beauty marketer Karen Young.
You buy little guys.
You buy cool. Estee recently shelled out for Too Faced and Becca. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.